Just for Brother Muhammad and everybody listen to my message. Please, Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, don't try to imitate Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Don't try to imitate all this companion overnight. You cannot do it. You cannot handle it. It's tough. Go to journey of Imam, develop the relationship with Allah little by little and develop it. And I will give you a bunch of situation happened, came in my heart right now in Salah. One of the brother, I tell you about it, and mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him certain amount of money. One time I went to him and I asked him, please, I need help. I have this situation, this situation, this situation. You know what he told me? He told me, please listen, I have no time. Take my bank checkbook. Take my bank checkbook. Write what you want, spend what you want, do whatever you want. I said, brother, I know you. You trust me with your bank checkbook, the whole book. It's not one check, the whole book. Meaning I can spend a thousand or million. He told me, I know you. I know you. You will take what is needed and that's it. I bear witness to Allah. I left the brother crying. Crying of what he did, and something came in my heart. Imagine for this brother to trust me with his book or bank book and tell me that. How it feel? What about Allah Jalla Jalalu? What happened if we trust Allah Jalla Jalalu? How he feel? You see? You see? Similar, what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam? When the Namrud wanted to throw him in the fire, he didn't even accept the support from any angels. And he trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He trusted in Allah. He trusted in Allah. He trusted in Allah. This why they said Ibrahim alayhi salam, he kept the covenant with Allah. And he sacrificed his body for the fire. And he sacrificed his heart for his son. And he sacrificed his money for the guest. By this way, this journey is sacrifice. Allah will make you in a situation, you will check it. By this way, in when I'm in Salah, something came in my heart. I share with you the day this brother, he gave me his check book. Completely, and he keeps signing, check, blank, and tell me, please, go spend whatever you want. I said, whatever I want. He said, whatever you want. I almost cried. I tell him, how you do that? He said, I know you. Trust. You remember verse 92, Ala Imran? You will never reach the door of poverty unless you spend of what you love. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching us. He's watching the status of our heart and where our heart connected to. He know. You cannot play a game with Allah. You cannot. By this way, now imagine when somebody coming and give you everything over and over again. When I mean everything, and just for the record, I will tell you honest to Allah. My son Amr also, he did the same. Many times he want many things. Many times he want many things. He sacrificed everything he loved just to support his father for Sabilillah. To the point, he used to give me all his money and he keep $10 in the whole month or the whole week. Imagine. These people sacrifice everything. Why? They believe in the message. They won't be a partner. This happened in the time of the companion, and believe it or not, some people did it now during my life. And by the way, I have a fresh one. And this young lady, she popped once in a while like that. She came to me and she told me, I know you want this for Project Smile. And she needed the money. She needed it. Not love it. She needed it. She desperately needed it. This on her saving. On her saving for 2 years. Meaning whatever the money she gave me, she have nothing. She have nothing after that. How Allah look at this people's heart when they give you everything over and over again for Sabilillah. By this way, but this, please, don't try to imitate these people overnight. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. It takes time until you train your nafs to be a giver. To be really trusting Allah, to love Allah, is not a talk. Is not a talk. Abu Bakr Siddiq did not reach that because he do extra ibadah. No. Read. He sacrificed everything. Don't ever forget it. This word, I know a lot of people hate it, do not like it. But it's not up to me. Read Quran, read the Ahadith, and make decision. It's not me. But for you, please, and all the young people who listen to me, please, don't do this tomorrow. And after that, your parents or people tell you, this brother, he brainwash your mind, whatever. Take your time, develop your iman, go step by step toward Allah, unless you reach this level. Please don't do any foolish action. No. Go slowly until you reach, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of you and all of us until we die. أمين يا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.